This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. When we're evaluating a company, these are the things that we're looking at. Number one, the current price. I mean, that seems pretty obvious, but I'm just going to say you want to know where the current price is because you want to know where it falls in its range. And its range means it's 52-week high versus 52-week low, right? Mm-hmm. So that range is where it's at for its peak for the year and where it's at for its low for the year. Now, if that current price is near the peak, and this is what we always tell people, but nobody listens.
You have to wait.
Gotta wait.
If you buy the high, you will die. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Please write it down. If you buy the high, you will die. You are going to be upset. And you're going to text me and Troy. Hey, I need to talk to him. Hey, don't do it. Everyone who bought at Apple at a high, they are shit in their pants right now. I'm like, I told you to wait. Even the greatest companies have pullbacks, which is a sign of the overall economy.
Right. So this is important, right? You want to make sure that you're in a range. Like I would say a 10 to 15% pullback from its high. Some people might go further, 20%, which would equal a correction. So anytime a company pulls back anywhere between 10 to 20%, that is considered a correction. Yeah. So if we look at Apple, which was at $190, now going down to $167. But these are the times when you want to look at. So when you start seeing red, that's why we always tell people never be fearful when you see red. This is the time when you should be greedy. This is the time when you should be like, all right, I was patient. Now my patience is going to pay off. It's pulled back to a point where I can now get into the investment and see the benefits on the appreciation on the way up. So the 52-week and 52-week high and low are important. Profitability is important. Mm-hmm. Is the company making money?
That's so key. I know it seems like a basic thing, but some companies people ask about, they are negative. So if the company is not making money, how do you think that the company is going to grow? It may grow off speculation. It may grow if it was in a SPAC, but a lot of those companies end up dying. So please, like, make sure that the company at least is in profit.
So profitability is important, right? Profit margin. Ian, this is something, and we'll do two together, right? Let's do profit margin and operating margin, because I know when I'm listening sometimes and I'm like, we'll use Disney, for example, like we did the other day. We're like, wait, well, what's the profit margin? The profit margin means what?
How, for every $100, how much are they keeping? So for Apple to be a multi-trillion dollar company, they keep $25 out of every 100 that comes in. Phenomenal business model, especially at scale. So if they're keeping between 15% to 30%, I'm in love with it. If it's single digit profit margin, it's a business I don't want to invest in. And I think it's one of the purest ways you can evaluate a company to see if it's worth investing in. Like, I don't want to pick on Disney again. But if you do look, Disney profit margin is 2.65%. So if I had a business that for every $100 I came in, I kept $2, would you want to invest in me? I don't care about the Lion King 3 that they got in the vault. Simba died. Sorry. Until they get that profit. Well, in theory. Until that profit margin is higher, I'm Scar. I hate all of Disney right now. Now, I wanted to win for Troy. Appreciate but as an investor, I'm like, I can't. There's no way on earth I can touch that investment right now. So profit margin matters a hell of a lot.
It's a huge indicator, and it's the reason why we love NVIDIA so much. When we talk about profit margins, like we brought up Apple, and when you hear 25%, 36%, I think, for Microsoft, when you hear NVIDIA's at 48%, nearly 50% profit margin.
That's profit margin.
That means for every $100, they're keeping 50 of it.
Yes. And if they pick up 120 million from Meta for the Meta glasses, like
not million,
billion. They're keeping 48% of that. Like, you see why Jensen's so happy on stage? Jensen looked like a rock star at that last conference. I would too if for every billion came in that I was keeping 48%.
Yeah, I think Zuckerberg said they're buying 300,000 GPUs from NVIDIA at an average price. Let's say the price, and they said that the prices could range from 20,000 to 40,000 per chip. You're talking about a $6 to $10 billion transaction. If they're keeping a 50% profit margin on that transaction,
keeping $3 billion off one company,
from one company, they've made $3 to $5 billion.
Come on, man,
which is like
unstoppable.
I mean, that's pretty remarkable. Operating margin.
Yeah, operating margin, just think of it as like gross and how much wiggle room they have. So if you go to NVIDIA, they have 54% operating margin, which is amazing. So I'm looking at the differential between how much operating margin and how much margin they're keeping inside of the profit margin. And it's really a good range. All that really means is like they're managing the money that comes in incredibly well. Like if they had, let's say, 55% operating margin, but 15% profit margin, I would be like, what are you doing with the money? You're doing some music industry accounting with the money that's coming in, right? But they're doing a great job for most of the money that is coming in for operating expenses. They are converting that into profit, which I absolutely love.
Perfect. Revenue sounds self-explanatory, but this is the money that is being brought into the company, right? So when we talk about revenue, that's important, but the next line is equally as important, right? You could be bringing in money, but what is the debt, right? And so when we talk about revenue, we talk about debt. What we're really encompassing is the balance sheet. So you might hear people talk about what's the balance sheet? What are they bringing in? How much is it costing them to bring that in? And what is the overall debt that's left over after that revenue is brought in? So those, when we talk about balance sheets, that's encompassing. The last one, I think, when we talk about importance when we're looking at a company, now we're telling you these things, but in a sec, we're going to show you exactly how to find these things so that when you try to evaluate a company, you can know exactly where they are. And then you could say, all right, this is a good investment. This may not be a good investment. Like, you might hear all the news in the world, right? Like Uber would be like 2 years ago. If we put Uber to this test, we would look at it and say, I'm not sure if this is a sound investment right now.
Yeah, it would have been a fail 2 years ago.
It would have been a fail, right? Because they weren't even profitable. That has changed over the past couple of years, though. But operating cash flow, Ian, encompass that for us.
I took the last two. I'll let you take this one.
I always talk about operating cash flow. It's like one of my favorite things to talk about. It's the last line budget on the statistics for the fundamentals for a company, because it talks about how much money they have left over, right? when they have their assets,
yep,
and their liabilities are weighed, what is left over?
What is left over? That common thing we've heard before, right?
Yeah. Assets over liabilities. This is a great slogan, right? That's what's left over. And why is that important? Because when companies have operating cash flow, or we could say free cash flow, that means that they have money for innovation. That means they have money for maybe the best hiring. That means they have money for mergers and acquisitions.
Acquisitions are key. Yeah, look, we talked about it on Monday. Without Instagram, Facebook will probably be dead in the water. I mean, I put the clip. Microsoft made a bid. Ballmer made a bid for $20 billion, got it turned down. Great move by Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg then goes and buys Instagram. And at the time, you can argue Zuckerberg was a better CEO than Ballmer, but they had the operating cash flow to be able to make that acquisition for $1 billion, which has been like 150x return for Facebook.
And shout out to Blackout. That one, when you guys are talking about the biggest or the greatest investments of all time, you spoke about Meta acquiring Instagram, but you talked about Google acquiring YouTube for $1.6 billion.
$1.6 billion of all time. Yep.
I mean, think about that. That was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. What has that return been, right? We talk about YouTube by itself is a multi-billion dollar company.
Absolutely. Multi-billion. Right. And if they went public, YouTube were probably number one in that communications list.
Definitely.
On ATF, absolutely.
Yeah, it's bigger than any communications network you can think of. It's far surpassed Verizon or any other service, Charter, any of those, Disney for sure.
Yeah.
YouTube is that. Netflix.
I would say YouTube is TV for this generation.
It is. It is.
Like, if I said to you 20 years ago, Google is going to go buy all the TV networks in America, you'd be like, there's no way. And then they got YouTube.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.